The Honolulu City Council Committee on Zoning and Housing is considering Bill 30, which would enable the city to review and consider the purchase of properties partially condemned by the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, HART. These rail property remnants, as they're called, would be purchased at fair market value through the eminent domain condemnation process. Hawaiian Electric Company project management principal Kirsten Wong opposed the measure.
So right now for the rail project, there's two properties that are going through the condemnation process. One is the Honolulu Power Plant near Aloha Tower, and the other is the Iwale substation that's near where the IHS and Costco parking lot is located. So we came to a mutual agreeable portion for the Iwale property, so it doesn't impact any of the equipment that's in operation. But the whole property is condemned, and we would have to find another location in the Honolulu area for that equipment.
Hawaiian Electric Company says the availability of land in urban Honolulu to relocate equipment would be a major challenge. The city's Department of Land Management would review the properties and recommend any purchases. The city council would approve funding. Sandra Fund is the department's director.
We do see good opportunities along the transit rail line for affordable housing, as we feel that, you know, reserving for affordable housing along the transit stations would be good planning, as that would be the primary ridership for the rail.
One property under contention is the Blood Bank of Hawaii building and parking lot on Dillingham Boulevard. HART needs a 10-foot strip of land next to the building for the rail project, but the Blood Bank wants the city to buy the whole property and the building. City Council Chair Ernie Martin says funding is being provided in next year's budget for the Blood Bank and an agreeable solution can be reached.
We know the Blood Bank has come before us many a times, indicating their willingness or eagerness to dispose of the whole property as opposed to a partial taking. It wouldn't be in condemnation because they're willing to sell the property. It's a matter of asking price on their side and what we're willing to pay.
At last count, HART will acquire nearly 70 partially condemned properties along the city center segment, which includes 4.1 miles of elevated guideway and 8 stations. Zoning and Housing Committee Chair Kimberly Pine deferred the measure for further discussion with Councilmember Joey Manahan, who introduced the bill. After the meeting, Pine said her number one priority is getting ahead of illegal vacation rentals.
Everyone's very divided. It's a 50-50 issue. But I'm thinking long term as what this means for Hawaii, this uncontrolled rental of our homes in residential areas when half the people don't live there anymore. I do believe, despite the conflict and the disagreement, that we have to be brave and take action to control the situation, allow some, but definitely for those that refuse to follow the law, they have to have stricter punishments.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.